311.
Good afternoon, and welcome to yet another 311 radio show here on VOB 92.9 FM. I am your host for this afternoon's program, Fire and Life Safety Officer Kevin Sobers, and I take this opportunity to welcome and thank each of you, our listeners, both those who are loyal and those who are joining us for the very first time. Welcome to the family. Thanks for tuning in and joining us, your firefighting family from the Barbados Fire Service. To commence this afternoon's program, I'm going to begin with a bit of stats for the period January 1st, 2023 until February 17th, 2023. And this is all relating to fires. In the category of PD8, which is private dwelling houses, we've had 14 fires so far. 14 fires too many. Now, we know from November, December, January, we normally have an increase in house fires due to the festivities we have. But we find now in February, we have had another increase in house fires. So at the present, we have 14 house fires for the year. Motor vehicle fires, we have 10. Electrical fires, 2. Rubbish fires, 48. Grass fires, 27. Utility pole, 2. Other electrical, 2. Ratoon, 1. Sugar canes, 1. Other structural, 2. Commercial buildings, 1. Tree fires, 2. And other fires, 5. So the total fires for the period January 1st to February 17th, we've had a total of 117 fires. That's 117 fires that Barbados has had, that the Fire Service has recorded. As I was saying earlier, having 14 house fires for the year so far is 14 fires too many. And I remember on last week's program, Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Taylor would have been telling you guys as relates to Valentine's, those who want to be all romantic and purchase the scented candles and the candles for the table to treat your special significant other. I don't know if that's the cause for the increase in fires, but I encourage you to at all costs avoid using candles. If it is that you have to use candles, make sure you place them in a holder or something which would prevent when the candle starts to burn down, that it would not catch anything, or keeping the candle away from curtains or anything that could blow and the flame could catch the object. Further to that, a lot of persons are leaving home on the mornings and not doing a checklist or not going through each room to make sure that they have everything in check before they leave. Standing fans especially. There's no reason, let me say, that you should leave a standing fan plugged in. Once you're leaving the room, I urge all of our listeners, unplug all of your standing fans when you're leaving the room. When you're leaving home, make sure all the fans are plugged in. Fans are easy to catch, to start, and knowing how, especially those who have children, they leave the fans plugged in and it's next to a large pile of clothes, or it's on a carpet, or it's right next to the bed mattress. No. Anytime you're leaving the room, make sure you unplug the fans. Persons who are using laptops, using them well on the bed, and then getting up and leaving the same laptop plugged in, or charging, should I say, and leaving it on the mattress for extended periods. That again is a no-no. If you could purchase a cooling system or one of the fans that you could put under the laptop to cool down, because I'm sure if any of you sit down with your laptop on your lap for a period of time, you will start to feel that heat on your leg or on your thigh. The same thing goes for the mattress. Leaving the laptop plugged in on the mattress, there is the same heat, and the mattress is very easy to catch, and then you have a huge problem on your hands. So always, if you can't get a cooling fan, try to avoid leaving the laptop plugged in or charging or leaving it on the bed. Use it on, if you have a desk, use it on that area as opposed to having it on the bed. The same thing goes for cell phones. Persons will have their cell phone charging. It reaches 100% and they unplug the cell phone and use the phone and leave the charger plugged in and the cord dangling or the cord on the carpet or on the same bed. No. Once your phone has been completely charged or you're going to use the cell phone, unplug it first from the wall socket and then unplug the cell phone and then use. Once you keep doing that, it becomes a habit. Therefore, you would be constantly unplugging and not leaving the cell phone charger plugged in or leaving home and leaving that charger plugged in. Also too, you know, when young persons, they're in the phase of talking to someone special or someone new and the excitement is high, you'll find those persons would tend to be typing and texting all over social media and having a good conversation. But in the middle of the conversation, the battery starts to get low. So what do? You're going to end the call. You want to continue having the little conversation. So what you're going to do is you're going to plug in the same cell phone to charge while you're talking. And there's no, like most of us, you start talking and sleep catches you. And you drop sleep, the cell phone drops and it lands either on your body or it lands on the same mattress and the phone finished fully charged overnight and it's still plugged in charging and all the phone is heating up on the same mattress. If it is that you're going to use your cell phone and you realize that it has to be charged, tell the person you're going to talk to them later, or if you know you're getting sleepy, tell them, hey, get a little sleepy. We continue the conversation in the morning. Do not take any unnecessary chances. When you're leaving home, make sure that all the appliances are unplugged. So in addition to the fans, make sure the kettle, the coffee maker, the microwave, make sure everything is unplugged. As I always say, when you're leaving home, the only thing you should leave plugged in is the fridge or the freezer and the clocks. Unplug everything else. Make sure you do a checklist. You check all the rooms, make sure the iron is unplugged, even though some person say, oh, my iron after a certain time, it is automatically shut off. Do not take any chances. Unplug all appliances when leaving home. For those of you who have children, you know children are very curious. Make sure that you safeguard the home for your children. Make sure that all lighters, all matches, all of those things that when they see that they can become curious and play with, make sure that they are put high where they cannot reach them. Also, for those who have teenagers and children of a certain age, I would hope that you will have the conversation with your children as it relates to fire and fire safety, so that when they see certain trends or challenges on the various social media platforms popping up, that they, especially those that include dealing with fire or playing with fire, that they will say, nah, let that one miss me. Don't, every trend that you see, you don't have to follow. There's some things that you see and you know, that just don't make sense. So certain challenges, teach your children from young, the dangers of the challenges or the trends that they see on social media so that they will not practice or try to do those videos at home, and next know you return home and you see your house is up in smoke, or even worse, your child missing and the house is on fire. Also, keeping around the house clean and tidy. So those who like to keep cut a lot of the trees and cut on the bush and pull them up in a pile and keep them close to the house, even that is something that you should not do. If it is that you're going to put it in a can and you intend to burn it off, make sure that you apply to the Barbados Fire Service first for a burn permit. But in other cases, make sure you keep around your homes clean and tidy. Get all of those stuff removed and taken by call. If you have a friend or someone who has a truck that can assist you, take that avenue. Make sure that around your house that you keep it, the grass, especially cut low. Don't have the grass growing all up on the fence or on the paling or even onto the house, especially those who live in wooden houses. Keep at least, and I say at least purely, keep at least 6 feet clear around your house and low. So in the event that there's a grass fire, because as you know, dry season is upon us. And for the fire service, we find that from, let's say, sometimes January, but sometimes mostly February until August, September, we have a large number of calls for grass fires. So that period is coming up. So I urge you to make sure that you keep your surroundings and around your house clean and clear, the grass low, to protect your investment. It makes no sense you're working so hard each and every day, so it's 2 and 3 jobs to support your family and your home environment, and then you lose all of that due to carelessness or due to not being proactive. So I urge you, those who are hearing my voice, take the opportunity to go and do a walk around this Sunday today and make sure that you know that you have your around your house safe, and in the event that a fire happens, that you will not have as much of a risk of having your entire livelihood destroyed by fire. So in addition to the stats on fires, I also want to speak on inspections for a little. Now, we know that all businesses in Barbados, they're supposed to be inspected and certified by the Barbados Fire Service. And at current, we have persons who they will call the office frequently to get their certificate after their inspection has been approved. Or we have called and let them know that their certificate is ready for collection. And then those persons never turn up for their certificate. I'm encouraging you and reminding those who are listening, it is mandated by law that when you have been granted your certificate or approved for a certificate and you collect it, it's supposed to be displayed in your establishment. So if someone from the Labor Department or the Barbados Fire Service come and ask for your certificate and you cannot produce that certificate, then that is another story. You're supposed to have your certificate displayed. So I encourage all those persons who know that they have outstanding certificates to be collected. I urge you to come to the office and collect your certificate or make a call to the office. And the number is 535-7829, 535-7830. And that goes straight up to 33, 535-7833. Call one of those numbers and someone will assist you to let you know if your certificate is ready for collection and if you have any others outstanding from previous years. Because we have certificates still in our office from 2021 and 2022. Now, persons who apply for their inspection but aren't ready when they're contacted by the inspector, they in turn pushes back that inspection and push it back again weeks later, when their expiration date has passed or is just a few days away, or when it is that they need to produce it elsewhere urgently, they will then contact us in the office I called the same inspector, expecting for an urgent inspection or for their certificate urgently. I'm asking you, our listeners, if you know you have businesses, please be more considerate, as we have the entire island to cover and we go based on the order that is received. So the order that the online request is received is the order of the assignment for inspections and persons coming out to do the inspections. So imagine that you, as a business owner, you are next in our sequence to be inspected. And then 15 other businesses calls and requesting an urgent inspection. And you who has followed the process, you applied early to meet your approval and the approval to have your certificate before your expiration date. However, you're next in line, but these 15 persons or business persons who did not follow the process, they're requesting theirs urgently and asking us to facilitate. If we have to facilitate those and we keep facilitating those urgent requests, you who would have followed the process would be disadvantaged. And I don't believe that is fair. And I know you don't believe that is fair. So please, I'm begging all of you, our listeners, be considerate. Keep track of your dates, your expiration dates, and make sure that you apply well in advance of your expiration date. I will say try to apply at least 4 weeks to 6 weeks in advance of your expiration date so that your inspection could be done on time. Bear in mind that these same inspectors who are carrying the inspections, they all have other responsibilities to do. They have to balance these inspections for all their care centers in Barbados, the senior citizens' homes, all schools, churches, restaurants, hotels, shops, factories, warehouses, other businesses, you name it. They still have their other numerous meetings. They still have to manage their stations or their responsibilities as station officers or division officers or officers who work 10 and 14 hour shifts in the Barbados Fire Service. They still have to respond to emergencies day in and all hours of the night, and sometimes could be protracted from one day to another. And they still have the other issues and reports to deal with. So imagine they have to balance all of these as well as commit to doing these inspections. So I'm encouraging you, if it is that you're applying for an inspection, make sure that you and your business is indeed ready for that inspection, so that when the inspector contacts you, you can say, yes, you're ready, and not push back the date, or that when they turn up, that it is that your business is not ready. And for those of you who have businesses out there and have not been inspected by the Barbados Fire Service, I encourage you to read the Safety and Health at Work Act, which under number 32, it speaks of every occupier of a workplace shall provide and maintain such means of escape in case of fire for the persons employed therein as may be reasonably required in the circumstances. 33.1 says, subsection 2, no premises shall be used as a workplace to which this section applies unless there is enforced in respect of those premises a certificate issued by the chief fire officer to the effect that those premises are provided with such means of escape in case of fire for the persons employed in the workplace as may reasonably be required in those circumstances. And subsection 2, where premises are in use as a workplace after the commencement of this act or are sought to be used as a workplace after the commencement of this act, an application in such form as the minister approves shall be made to the chief fire officer for the certification of these premises as having been provided with a sufficient means of escape in case of fire, and such application being accompanied by such plan or drawing of the premises and other information as may be prescribed. So what that means is every single business, every place in operation in Barbados should have a certificate from the Barbados Fire Service. And if you have not had an inspection by the Barbados Fire Service, I encourage you to make a call to the numbers I've listed earlier to have your inspection done. Or you can go to the website, as we've been saying on the program, fireservice.gov.bb, click on inspections and fill out the inspection form to have your inspections done. Now, I want to introduce a new segment on the 311 Radio Show. So I'm introducing Too Hot to Keep. Too Hot to Keep. So listen good. I can tell you a little secret. So listen real good. If you want the best chance to get your inspection done and your certificate completed before your expiration date, make sure first that your business is actually prepared and ready for the inspection. Apply online and ensure that you fill out all the fields. Don't miss out any and delay your chance, your place, and your time. Oh, and by the way, you can pay online too. Submit the completed form at least 4 to 6 weeks in advance of your expiration or the required date. And be ready to say yes when the inspector calls or turns up to the inspection. And turns up because they could come at any point in time. And lastly, bring your receipt and try and collect your certificate. You know, Bajans, we love to be first to tell a hot secret. And this one little secret is too hot to keep. So spread it to all your business friends and family and avoid that headache that has got you feel as if you get hit by a midnight bus. Make sure you apply for your inspection on time and get your inspection and get your certificate to display in your business today. If you have any questions or queries on anything that I've said on today's program or anything that may come to your mind that I have not mentioned, feel free to send us a message at bfs.query@fireservice.gov.bb. That's BFS for Barbados Fire Service. So bfs.query, that's singular, Q-U-E-R-Y, @fireservice.gov.bb. And we'll be sure to reply to your queries or any questions which you may have. Having said that, we have literally burnt up all of our time and sadly reached the end of yet another 311 radio show here on VOB 92.9 FM radio station. Feel free to look on their online podcast or their Facebook page for anything which you have missed or to rewatch today's or any of our previous recordings. Thank you again for joining us, your Barbados Fire Service 311 family. It has been my pleasure to be your afternoon's host, Fire Officer, or shall I say Fire and Life Safety Officer, Kevin Sobers. And as we say at the end of every show, fire prevention is our intention. Thanks for joining us. Do enjoy your Sunday and have a great week. Bye-bye.
On the Barbados Fire Service 311.